WMobile.
For CEF, good morning, Ken.
Andrew, happy Friday.
And Friday to you.
Week will be nice, or a four-day weekend and that, but no, you got a little longer one than that, don't you?
Won't report back till, we'll go in January 3rd, do a little bit of work in my new area, and then the 4th, that's when we officially start production again.
Plenty of radio time and time to get all the honeydews done, right? This morning.
A little behind. I'm sitting in the truck letting it warm up now.
You move into a new area in a couple, and after today anyway, so what difference?
Can't really punish me by moving me somewhere now. If I am late, but hey, here lately, I mean, our morning meetings, there ain't been nothing to it. Like, you know, even the manager don't really care, whatever, you know, I don't even know, so I'm not that worried about it. If I'm late, I'm late. It'll be all right.
You can't be late on the 4th.
Yeah, my new area, I'll have to, which I'm sure I'll be working more, you know, can't be kind of skirting out of work at 3 o'clock and, you know, getting 45 hours. I'm sure I'll be working 10 hours most days, if not 11. So I'll be there a lot more first couple months, getting my head wrapped around everything, getting everything in line.
Cars, how much different can it be?
The same thing, but just going in and learning the content, what the people have to be held responsible for. And then, of course, if there's issues, you know, you got to at least be knowledgeable enough to know what you can do to make it any better. You know, just stuff like that I got to get put on. But not like I'm going to a bad area that's in trouble and I'm trying to pull it back out. So, I mean, it's already doing good as far as its indicators go. So I don't have to worry about that. But, you know, I got to keep them staying in the green. So.
Title's just getting people to show up.
What sucks, I feel like I had a decent working relationship with my associates, and, you know, they didn't call in a ton. I don't even think I've had a lot of people quit over the last, you know, year or so. And, while other people struggle with that. So hopefully I can bring that to my new area, bring them a new. Supposedly the guy that's there ahead of me, he kind of keeps his thumb on them more, and hopefully it'll be a little easier way to manage. I mean, I'll still do that, but yet I'm not mean about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw that on the news the other day, they were trying to blame the worker shortage on the older people retiring, but I just don't believe that's the case.
I never actually got into the article because they were blaming the boomers.
It's holding it together right now.
A bunch of junk. I'm not a boomer, but still, it wouldn't surprise me if they were part of the group, you know. If you're getting ready to retire as a boomer, in this day and age, it probably wouldn't be as hard to walk away, but there's just as many young people that are doing the same thing just because they know there's tons of opportunity.
In a company long enough to get fully knowledgeable about it, you know?
Is that right? Man, I've had some good ones come in, even some young ones. Man, they've been really good, so it's definitely not all of them. They some in every generation, I'm sure, but yeah, I mean, they want more, and they're willing to change jobs to get it if that's what it takes. So, but yeah, it's still crazy. I don't believe you can blame it on any one group, but it doesn't surprise me if anybody just backs up and moves now.
I know we've only lost, I think, one person in the year that I've been out there, and then that was the HR lady, and so she was trying to be HR at the plant here in Spartanburg and the one in Where was it at? It's in Gastonia. Well, dang, she lived in, like, Malden. So, like, from Malden to Gastonia a couple of times a week through all that construction is a real pain. So, can't blame her for that.
Blame anybody. Which I'll be honest with you, what is it, Rivian? It's where one of my last boss man, that's where he went, was to Rivian in Illinois. And they're building that plant in Georgia. I mean, there's part of me that thinks about it, but I don't know that I want to move to Georgia.
Before, it's not too bad. Northwestern Georgia. What part of Georgia are they building it?
It's east of Atlanta. So it was about a 45-mile trip. So it's down east of Atlanta, below, what is it, Athens, near, I want to say, Covington and Morgan, but I'm not 100% sure the towns or counties, but it's somewhere just to the east of Atlanta.
Going out like I-20, and that's probably getting to be more rural out that way.
HKX, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick, KN4 TFW.
This Friday?
Yeah, I'll probably get off at 3 today.
We're shutting it down, too. And if things go like they've been going this week, I may leave early myself.
Heard you talking on the radio last night about digital.
In there.
Yeah, me and Susan were talking and that, so I had to turn it down. Missed out on it. Oh, well, I'll catch it another time, I guess.
You look at that code plug I sent you last night at all?
Can't dive into it. I'm going to probably do that either this weekend or it'll probably be this weekend. But yeah, because I had to put it in my software and change it over to something my code plug can read. Or my CPC, whatever they want to call it. My software.
I can tell you that much. It's got almost 1,000 talk groups, static talk groups in it.
I didn't know what you would do with that many talk groups, and holy crap. Getting link emails last night, it wasn't fun.
Let me get my wind link set up on 2 meters. Now we're working on the HF side of it, so maybe I'll be up there before long.
HF was as hard as the FM, because on the FM I had to jump through the hoops to get it to work. It's not like you just download a program and it works. It was a pain in the butt. Now the Vara, whatever you want to call it, that FM wasn't as bad. But when I tried to do any of the other modes, I had to have virtual cables, and I had to have a sound card modem. It was such a pain in the butt. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. HF worked just fine.
Tim, it's all going to the same place, so if he's on 2 meter and I'm on HF, he's still going to get it. It don't matter.
As long as you got the internet as the backbone, it'll work just fine. Like me and Ken's talking on 40. Me, you, I think it was Steve that was in there with us that night. We talked on 80. I think me and Ken's talking on 80. So you could do HF, Winlink, peer to peer, and be able to communicate fine if you were talking like a grid down situation. It'd be slow and it'd be a pain in the butt, but you could do it. It wouldn't be that bad. Ken, did you look any more into that cable?
Anything with it yet? I gotta wait to see if I get a radio first. HF cable there to hook to the computer. No, I haven't done anything with it yet. I just ain't had the time. We've been busy, and this is a busy week for us.
Fortunately, no place that I was able to find for you that just sold that one cable. Even the guy I got my TNC cables where he puts the cable together and sends it to you. He didn't have any. He runs a website called, I think it was Ham Made Parts. And he did not have any. I would, now you might be able to contact him and he might make some, but I think you said you already had somebody in mind for that. But, I don't know, yeah.
To buy some kind of adapter to go from, you know, USB to something else.
And all you need is whatever's on that schematic just to get your audio input and output from the radio and from the computer. That's all you really need. If you can figure that part out, you're done.
Something up.
Makes me nervous. And then the wires are teeny tiny anyway.
With that radio for Christmas, you'll have to let me know. I won't be doing anything Christmas Day, so don't hesitate to give me a text message or call. And I'll get you a code plug ready, because I can program it with my stuff.
Hey, I certainly appreciate it.
You know, just for like the local area around here, probably real helpful to give you something to play with.
That'd work. Just give me the max right off the bat. Come on now, guys.
Right, is it set up in zones? So as long as you remember this zone, you'll have your local stuff. It won't matter, but you'll have all the extra.
You need to set the zones up by, like, call sign numbers, you know what I mean? That way you can at least know the area.
I have one zone that is called home, and that's pretty much every my hotspot and those talk groups. And it also has the local repeaters that I can hit. And then you, all the other zones are the ones that come with the SC heart plug. So it's got Greenville and it's got Columbia and all that. And I usually don't go on those much, but they're there if I want them.
And on a SC heart tower or anything.
And it's on Caesar's Head too. I don't know how many towers they got packed up there, but it's on. He lives in the valley. He can't hit any repeaters from his house except for that one.
They are a little more difficult, though.
70 centimeters. I don't understand it.
Because that's what they use on the other side of the mountain. It's like all the ones y'all are hitting down here are on this southern face of the mountain, and all the ones that I'm hitting are on the northern face. There are none of them up on the ridge.
I mean, only downside, I mean, you know, you can use it. You know, it's kind of weird. You get away from the house, it'd be great. You can talk on it, and no matter which repeater you're talking on, throughout pretty much North Carolina, South Carolina, if it's got that one talk group on it, you can keep your conversation going. But, you know, it's just, like when you're home, I can hit Andersonville and I can hit Spartanburg, but I can't, the 70 centimeter, the one in Greenville, it won't even key up for me.
Back, I gotta step out with a customer here. I'm making a special delivery this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for a minute.
When you first get it, though, Ken, I promise you that.
It's a steep learning curve.
Your head around the way the radio works and the talk groups and whatnot, because the talk groups are not on every repeater, so it's not like you just go on any repeater with any talk group. Each repeater just has certain talk groups that you can use, which is nice. But like when I go in and set up my code plug, just like if I was to use Caesar's Head, it'd be 146.610. But then you need talk group 2 to be able to talk on it, or you just use the analog. But there'll be other talk groups on there, so you would need that frequency 2 or 3 times with each talk group programmed into it. So it's not bad once you get in it, and I would highly recommend, you know, watch some YouTube videos. You can call me or Patrick and we'll walk you through it. His software will be way, you know, closer, but the underlying stuff is still the same, the zones and the talk groups and whatnot, and it's not that bad once you get in it.
Shot.
If he sets it up, and you got most like Greenville, Spartanburg, and maybe some of the surrounding areas, that'll be what you mostly need. And then the zones, like I said, you just flip over, and like the code plug he's got, you know, you flip over to a zone, and I don't know if it says South Carolina, but it gives you a huge, huge amount of repeaters. Like, I've got the one for the SC Heart, and you click on Columbia, and it'll give you all the repeaters that they've got programmed in the Columbia area that you can just flip channels to.
Tower or whatever, you know what I mean? Like here, it just has frequencies. It's like, man, unless you just remember the 100 different frequencies and what tower, you're pretty much lost.
I'm going to name the channel whatever you want. So, like I said, I have a zone called home, and that's where I put all the repeaters in. So I have channels for Spartanburg Local, Spartanburg PRN, and then I have the two chat channels that you can get on that don't key up all the repeaters. And then I've got the same thing for my hotspot. You know, I'll have a hotspot North Carolina Talk Group, hotspot South Carolina, and that's the way I named mine.
Sounds like once I get started in it, I might need a few extra accessories or whatever. Fortunately, my birthday's not, you know, it's pretty close. It's only a couple months out.
As far as the radio and the programming goes, you'll be fine. You may want to invest in a hotspot at some point. I mean, it'll definitely improve the usability of your radio. Like, that's the downside. Like Patrick, when he's at home, he can't talk on any of the talk groups around his house, but he can get on his hotspot and talk on some of those talk groups. So it kind of extends your ability once you're in an area that you may not have coverage. Like me and you won't have coverage to the North Carolina talk group, but if you go up towards Hendersonville, one of their repeaters does have that talk group. But, you know, it's kind of hit or miss whether I can hit the repeater in Hendersonville on 70 centimeters. So I have that programmed into my hotspot, and you can just jump on it and talk. But not all the talk groups are set up over the internet like the SC Heart. You cannot talk on any of those talk groups over the internet using your Raspberry Pi or your Pi Star or whatever it is.
Yes, I'm back, gentlemen.
Brent Early, KN4TFW.
Some Christmas presents that came in.
Oh.
I don't have the Santa suit on today, but I got the Fat and Jolly.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Paul does that. He makes an awesome Santa. He's got a full beard and everything and dyes it all white. And I don't think he makes it. In just the last 2 months of the year, makes about $10,000 or $12,000 just going to different shows.
How's it getting almost retired?
Done weddings in the middle of the year. Yep. I'll have to send you a picture of him. And he looks real. One time when the grandkids were little, they were at my house, and he showed up at the house.
Experience for him.
The school booked him one time, and he went over there to visit all the kids at the school, and he just, man, he stays so booked up. It's like $200, $250 an hour.
That's what I was thinking.
Money per hour, I mean, good Lord. I thought my diesel mechanic at 75 an hour was rough.
A little network, there's a couple of them in the area, and when somebody's trying to book him and he's already booked for that day, he'll pass it off to the other guy.
Santa 1 year for a family. They were having a family get together, and I went in and done Santa Claus for the kids. That was pretty interesting. That's the first time I'd ever done anything like that.
Well, I mean, we used to always take Santa around on the truck, but I was never the one that dressed up.
Him is, I mean, he's got a big old beard, and it's all dyed white, and everything's natural, even the big belly's natural.
Making good money doing it.
I think the darn suit, I think he's got three or four suits, and they're several hundred dollars a piece.
He paid $250 an hour.
Them guys really get into it. There was one that he comes to the church, or he did, now he doesn't because of this COVID stuff, that it's amazing how much money they spend on that stuff.
But I guess if you don't mind doing it, I mean, it's great for the kids. Thought about getting the Xbox gift cards in their stock, and me and my wife had to break the news to them last night. They were not getting Xbox gift cards because we can't find one less than $50. And my youngest, he looked devastated because it was like, I thought Santa brought those. And my wife, she had to sit there and explain to him that we bring the stockings and Santa brings them the gifts on Christmas morning. And he was just all confused.
You found out there was no Santa. How devastated were you? I was just saying, think about the year you found out there was no Santa, or you started questioning.
I don't remember anymore. Go ahead, Ken.
No, I was saying, I think we got out without doing any gift cards this year.
Danny, it was just that, sitting around the dinner table, and my kids were like, oh, yeah, we always get a $15 gift card in our stocking. And me and my wife were just looking at each other like, oh, crap. But they had their heart set on that Xbox gift card. That way they just go in there and go blow it immediately. I'm here at work, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 and get on inside this plant. Hopefully, maybe I'll hear y'all this evening if we get off early enough, or it might be a fairly full day. We get to cover cars and do all kinds of stuff. So y'all be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you over the Christmas holidays. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's finals.
Andrew, have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you on your way home. KO4HGX.
Andrew, have a good one. Merry Christmas. KN4 KFW.
Late this morning, wasn't he?
Johnny was still in the driveway warming up the truck. It's the last day he's been late in that work area. He starts his new work area on the 4th. I told him he couldn't be late that day.
What a good impression when you're late your first day.
Thinking about going in that Sunday for a few hours to get his area all squared away. Not Monday the 3rd.
Be the same way if I was making a change like that. I'd go in and get my stuff set up ahead of time.
And you were asking a question yesterday about the time I was getting the radio off and had about something about different talk groups and their status or something.
Static talk groups and dynamic talk groups. And from what I can understand, static is your primary, the one you have primary programmed on your radio, and then there's more talk groups that you can pull up from other locations. That is your dynamic stuff.
Really simple, right?
Yeah, from my pea brain, this is how I'm thinking about it. Is you got a master and or primary and then secondaries. And all of them are secondaries. You choose your primary and then everything else is secondary.
You need to switch from one to the other. It'd be hard to do right down the road.
It's pretty easy. All you got to do is just flip the knob and turn to the channel you or the talk group you want and then hit the top PTT to key up. That's it.
Key button to get it to connect to it.
Yes, you do.
And it's connected until you change off of that?
Correct.
It's Alexander last night.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that. I was in and out.
He figured out he didn't need a, a 10-meter antenna to listen on his radio. He was all excited. And then all of a sudden, bam, he was gone. I think he was trying to work out whether he could get it hooked up to it or not.
Looking about that part of it, that was funny.
Probably get by with about 50 or 60 feet of wire. Just, you know, skin the end and stick it up in there, and he'd probably be able to receive, wouldn't it?
You're standing. I mean, all you're doing is screwing it on there instead of just attaching it that way. So I don't see why it wouldn't work. Work all day today?
On a holiday week, they usually only work 8-hour days, so I've been staying 9, you know, till 4, but I'll probably cut out at 3, or heck, they may let us cut out early, I don't know. It probably won't be much going on.
Maybe you get home early and get the vacation started.
A lot to do. Gotta finish wrapping a couple of things for the grandkids and do some running around, and Susan's got to work tomorrow, and then got to, I guess, take some stuff over to her dad's house and that, so it's a full schedule. It'll be go, go, go. I won't get no downtime probably until late Christmas afternoon or that Sunday.
Christmas Eve with my dad's family, and that's it. I'm done after that.
What time the grandkids usually get up on Christmas morning so we can be down there for them so they don't have to just wait on us an hour. That'd be rough, wouldn't it?
That would be torture to those kids.
And this next to ours is shut down. They're quiet over there. Man, the puddle's got ice on them. Must be colder than I thought here.
House and the truck's saying 27 right now.
Right here.
The truck here is a little off, just a little bit.
The article in it said that it was, the temperature was lower than Biden's approval rating. And if you factored in the wind chill, it was lower than Kamala's.
Oh, that's for sure.
Ghost down here yesterday. I wonder if it'd probably be worse than that today.
Most of my shops are going to be real slow if they're even there today, so I'm kind of just counting on not working all day.
Fine, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and maybe it'll be a short one for you and you won't burn up too much fuel. And Merry Christmas if I don't get to talk to you again before that. And tell Miss Elise we said hey. KN4TFW 73.
Ken, you take care and have a merry Easter and have a merry Christmas. And if I'm around, I'll be glad to talk. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 73.